Everyone, it is approximately 7:21 in the p.m. on Thursday, March 19th, 2020. We just got out of closed session and now are in open session. This meeting is called to order. First up, usually the VP, he does the Pledge of Allegiance. He's on the teleconference this evening, as well as Director Mike Taylor and Vice President Crowther are on teleconference this evening. Of course, if anyone is not familiar, the governor in his executive order over a week ago relaxed the rules for the Brown Act and allow for teleconferencing for board members in response to COVID-19 pandemic. With that being said, Pledge of Allegiance, Director Young, Greg Young, can you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
All right, ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, next up we have our opening prayer. As you all may note that our meeting is closed to the public. There's only staff in here. However, we have Reverend Harry Bratton from Greater Faith Grace Bible Church who will pray over us via teleconference. Thank you, Pastor Bratton, for participating in the meeting and blessing us this evening.
Heavenly Father, I lift up the West Valley Water District now as they face some very tough and critical times. Father, guide their hearts, their minds, and their spirits, oh God, to be strong, be courageous, and to stand firm as they face so many challenges. Father, the whole nation faces so many challenges. Father, direct them to have meaningful meetings, Father, to conduct it in such a way that will bring the best benefits to all those who receive the water from this district, Father. We also pray, God, they also face other issues on the agenda, legal issues, whatever may come their way, Father. I pray, God, that you help them and guide them by divine wisdom so they always make the right decision, right choices, Father, that would better the entire community, all they're doing. I pray for each and every board member, Father, they will be blessed and be encouraged and find unique and meaningful ways to address all the issues that face this community. This I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, Secretary Ashe, please call the roll call of the members.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Present.
Director Greg Young.
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young.
Present.
Vice President Kyle Crowther.
Present.
And President Channing Hawkins.
Present. Before we get started, I wanted to give a brief statement regarding West Valley Water District and our response to coronavirus, also known as COVID-19, and the pandemic that is occurring. First and foremost, I want all of our ratepayers, the over 83,000 people that we service and are responsible for providing clean drinking water, that our water is not at risk and your service has not been interrupted. The water that you are receiving from West Valley has met all federal and state standards and exceed those standards, and we will continue to do so. For the safety of our ratepayers and employees during the COVID-19 pandemic, the Water District closed our administrative office and our customer service center. I would like to remind all of our customers that our water quality supply will remain unaffected by the pandemic. However, we will be allowing public comment for tonight's Board of Directors meeting via telephone. If you would like to participate during the public comment portion of the meeting, please dial the phone number and access code listed below at 7 p.m. In addition, the phone line will remain open during the meeting for individuals who would like to comment on specific items listed on the agenda. The office will be closed to the public until further notice. We apologize for any inconvenience. The call-in number for public comment is 510-338-9438, access code 627-985-664. additional payment methods. We encourage ratepayers to utilize various payment methods our water district offers. Online, you can go to our website, www.wvwd.org. By phone at 909-875-1804 and click for option two. Mail payments. You can also utilize our Pay Near Me locations at 7-Eleven, CVS Pharmacy, and Family Dollar. We also have satellite locations at J Check Cashing in Bloomington and Packet Mail in Rialto. If you have any questions or concerns, our customer service representatives are still answering phone calls and assisting customers. You can reach us at customer service again at 909-875-1804. I also want to give you a briefing on what we've done here at West Valley Water District to respond to COVID-19. First, we have adopted a telecommuting policy by the board, and we have already begun giving our employees the necessary tools and equipment so they can work from home. Our operators, mainly the individuals who maintain, repair the water, test the water, and ensure its safety and reliability, are still working in full capacity here at the district. I want to give a special shout out to Joanne Chain and her staff there in the operators. As other individuals are having the opportunity to be able to go home and work from home, those individuals are putting themselves on the line and sacrificing for the people of West Valley Water District and need to be applauded for the work and their dedication and what they're doing in the face of this situation. We've also drafted a pandemic response plan for immediate approval and implementation. We've closed our customer service center and general administrative offices. We've moved to electronic platforms to conduct business. We've updated our website for COVID-19 information for the public. We've updated our website with information on SBA loans, assistance for local small businesses. We've drafted telecommunications policy to promote social distancing using Constant Contact and other platforms. You all, 8,000 of our ratepayers, should have received a email yesterday, right, through Constant Contact informing them of our plan for COVID-19 and what we're doing. That was one of the first times recently that we've used that platform, and we expect to use it in the future to communicate with you regarding the activities here at West Valley Water District. We've also provided for public comment to be able to be provided over the phone. I've already reviewed what we've done as far as allowing you to be able to pay through the Pay Near Me. Last week at the district safety meeting, all employees were educated on the methods to avoid contacting the virus and educated on what it is to be an emergency service worker. The district staff has placed hand sanitizers in all public areas of the administration building, at all workstations, rooms, and et cetera. Also, small portable bottles were issued to all employees. The purchasing department has placed an order for Clorox disinfecting wipes for all workstations so that all employees can keep their work areas sanitized while they're here, both here and at home. We've ensured that janitorial services are increasing their frequency for deep cleaning. We've adjusted meeting seating to promote social distancing for directors. We are already live streaming our meetings and are allowing the remote public comment. District staff is posting information on our website that have provided a link to the CDC. We're investigating the possibility of providing staff flexibility to work from home and be able to have alternative shifts. We've canceled or delayed non-essential meetings and events, including Earth Day. General Manager, did I leave anything out?
No, you covered it quite well.
Okay. All right. With that being said, let's get down to the meeting as far as adopting the agenda.
I move the adoption of the agenda.
Mr. President, I would like to offer a friendly amendment. I would like to adopt the agenda, but to pull business matter number three. And if you would indulge me, I would like to explain why I would like to have that item pulled.
Business matter number three.
Yeah, the meter equivalent unit charge.
Okay.
So this matter came before the Engineering and Planning Committee, but at the last meeting,
Vice President Crowther was unable to attend, and I don't know if this was mistakenly placed on tonight's agenda, Clarence, but I thought I'd given instruction to bring it back to the committee so that the full committee could review it before bringing it to the full body. And in particular, since this really affects Director Crowther's portion of the district, I especially wanted him to have the opportunity to review it and discuss it at the committee level before bringing it to the full board.
Okay. All right. Any objection about any other discussion? No, the committee isn't done yet. So with that being said, we want to adopt the agenda.
So
and
I would need a second to my
Yeah,
amendment.
Oh, no, right. I'm just I'm making sure that we clarify. Can you repeat your motion?
Well, I would like to amend or make a friendly amendment to adopt the agenda with the exception of business item number 3.
Okay. With
second. I second it.
All right. We have a second. Secretary Ashe, call for the vote.
Yes. Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Yes.
Director Greg Young.
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young.
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther.
He got disconnected.
Okay. Well,
just put him as a.
We're all right.
President Channing Hawkins.
Yes. So it. Well, we.
We can get his vote when we get him reconnected.
Yeah.
If you want to continue.
Yeah, we can continue. Can we continue, Mr. Tavoya?
Yes, we have.
Yes, Mr. President.
All right. Okay. Just making sure.
Well, President Hawkins, I don't think the secretary asked for your vote.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did. She
okay,
got
I'm
me.
Sorry.
She got
I
me.
Missed it.
She got me. What, excuse, we're having a little technical difficulty.
All right, I'm back.
All right, so we adopted agenda with the amendment. Oh.
No problem.
We adopted the agenda with the amendment to remove item number 3. The discussion was that the committee had not had a sufficient amount of time to discuss the item.
Okay,
so can we call for his?
Yes, Vice President Kyle Crowther.
Yes.
Okay. All right, with that being said, the agenda is adopted with that amendment. Moving on is the data analytics of the live stream meetings. I think that's. Okay, all right. So we're going to move to presentation number 2, which is water supply and demand update. Nadia, yes.
We are experimenting with trying to give reports remotely.
Yes.
Hi.
We're ready for your presentation.
Okay.
Ms. Lukey, please introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Nadia Lukey, Water Resources Manager. I don't know if everybody can hear me. Okay. Hopefully you all, first of all, I just would like to thank you, President Hawkins, Vice President Crowther, directors, thank you for allowing me to do this from home today. I appreciate the difficulty this coronavirus outbreak has caused, and you guys have really been awesome, Clarence as well, and IT, with accommodating everybody so that we can work from home, and I really appreciate that. So with that being said, I wanted to just talk with you all today and show you, hopefully you have received my handout, the source of supply numbers, just a brief update for calendar year 2019. And if you're looking on the first page there, it's just a very simple breakdown of where our water came from for the year. You'll notice, of course, that our biggest share of water came from groundwater, and that's good. That's the most affordable source that we have. I did go to some committee meetings last week and kind of emphasize the need for groundwater recharge. I know you're all aware that that's a need moving forward, but I just want to point out that being our largest source of water, and remembering that we did have to lower 3 wells last year in the Lytle Creek Basin, we really want to focus on groundwater recharge so that we can keep that source healthy. And then kind of tying into that, state water project water, our allocation dropped. It plummeted, actually, from 75% to 15% recently. Now, that may go up again now that it's raining. But of course, that it'll fluctuate with the weather, and it can fluctuate very, very dramatically. So, and we could lose that source altogether. So just kind of something to keep in mind. We really want to get away from our reliance on state water. I know you all already know that. Just kind of a reminder, and I'd really like to start looking at new water supply sources. So, you know, recharging groundwater is super important, and then new sources like desalination or recycled water are going to become even more important in the future with the possibility of losing that state water. And it's not just allocation due to dry years, but also, you know, earthquake or other weather event or natural disaster could make that source of supply completely unavailable. The next page of your handout, does anybody have any questions on that part before I move on?
What does AF and MG mean?
Acre feet.
Oh, okay. AF is acre feet, and MG is for million gallons.
In the future, when you submit these kind of reports, Ms. Lukey,
of water is about 326,000 gallons.
Ms. Lukey, in the future, when you submit a report with acronyms, make sure that you write them out or provide a key.
Certainly, I can do that. My apologies. Yeah, absolutely. And any other questions?
No.
Not at this time.
Okay, so the next page is the water loss, just a simple water loss accounting so that you can see. There's the total production, of course, close to 19,000. Again, you see AF and MG. Next time I'll break acronyms out, but that's, again, acre feet, million gallons. And then if you kind of go halfway down the graph, you see unaccounted for water. And actually, the state wants us to get away from using that term, unaccounted for. Now we call that non-revenue water is what we're supposed to call it. And that's water that was lost. And it's not including, we've already deducted water estimated that we lost for leaks and for flushing and other discharges. So the 2,000 acre feet is after all of those things, and that's just purely water loss. We're not really sure where it went. I apologize. There you have the percentage. Our percentage is a little bit high. Of course, it's something we want to work at. And then, of course, the last row there, you see the cost, and that's just the production cost of water. The 2,000 acre feet that we lost in the system. Moving forward with, and I've said this before, I hope I don't sound like a broken record, but moving forward with legislation, water conservation legislation, the state's really going to make us look at our water loss. So I will be looking at water loss mitigation programs here in the near future for the board to consider. Does anybody have any questions on this page?
Not so much just a question, but I just wanted to let the other board members know that that we got this presentation in the engineering and planning, and we had directed Ms. Lukey to look into figuring out where that water loss may be happening within our system.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great question, Craig. It was my question, too.
Okay.
So you got me. Any other questions regarding Ms. Lukey's report? I think I'm hearing that are we still live streaming now? We're up? Okay. I think there was a technical problem. Any other questions regarding Ms. Lukey's report?
There's one last page, President Hawkins, just if there are no other questions on the water loss accounting. If you look at your last page of the handout, it's just a quick update on the 20% by 2020 Senate Bill X77, where, of course, we had to reduce by 20% from the baseline year, which was 2013. And that just kind of shows you where we're at. And those that GPCD stands for gallons per capita per day. That's how the state is asking us to measure, basically, the water used per person per day in our service area. So as you can see, our target is 232, and we're doing well. It's the end of the year is when we'll have to report on whether or not we met that, and it looks like we'll have no problem doing that.
Okay. Looks like we're making progress in that regard. Are there any other questions about this report? Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Lukey, for giving us this fine report here. We find it useful, and I'm sure we'll get more information on the future on what we can do to make our water supply more resilient and figure out how to find that loss and make our system be able to find additional sources, and this will help inform the board as we plan for the future. Thank you. All right.
Well, thank you so much. Have a nice evening and stay safe.
Next up, are we back on Facebook? Okay. All right. So next up is the data analytics for live stream meetings. Do we have the analytics on the emails open yesterday? I think they. No. Okay.
I could pull that up for you.
Well, okay. All right.
Good evening, board members. Nassim Faruqi, Public Affairs Manager. I apologize. I was a little distracted. We were having some technical difficulties on our live streaming. However, I'm here to report to you tonight on the data analytics that for our live stream meetings. All of you have a sheet in front of you with a breakdown, a spreadsheet of all the live stream meetings that we've had so far, as well as the agenda review with the board president that we've done since December. Our first live stream meeting was December 19th of last year, so we have quite a few meetings in already. And as you can see, we do have Facebook Live, and then we also do have YouTube Live. Two different features. We have two different types of data that we get from each of the two platforms. In regards to Facebook, the highest viewing that we had was on January 9th, and that was for a special meeting when the board reviewed and scrutinized contracts with professional services vendors. That day, we did have 1,200 views. We reached 2,300, and we engaged with 383. In regards to views, those are individuals that actually clicked on our video and to actually watch the video. Engagement is, for example, if I have a Facebook page and I share it, people stop and watch it for a few seconds. That's an engagement. That's a reach. In regards to engagement, those are individuals that actually began typing or went back after on the video, pushed rewind. They really engaged the video, trying to find some more information on it and potentially looking for specific details of the video. For YouTube, our highest amount of viewers was the first meeting that we had, 176 viewers. We had 39 playbacks. That means 39 different individuals went in and played it back to different parts of the board meeting. Total time watch was 19 hours. So for example, the video, let's say for example, was 1 hour. Well, a total of 19 hours was actually viewed. It doesn't mean that everyone watched the whole thing, but a total of 19 hours is actually utilized watching that video. And average time watch was 29 minutes and 17 seconds for that video, We do have a number of other meetings there as well. Do you have any questions for me? I know we discussed this in our External Affairs Committee. This is something that I would like to provide to all of you on a quarterly basis, just to keep you guys informed. But what we do see here is that this works.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This works. And it's I remember having the conversation with President Hawkins a few days before the January 19th, actually I think it was the day before, and with the encouragement of let's make this happen. And Albert and John, everyone got together and we made it happen. Mm-hmm. And there's been stressful times, but we made it happen. And appreciate the support of all the management, the board, and also the patience of our viewers, of our ratepayers, because this was done most especially for all of you to be able to watch this and know exactly what's taking place here at the district. Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions for me?
No. Thank you.
Thank you for doing this. I do think that this has been a good feature for our agency as far as transparency. Also, with relatively little investment, we've been able to reach a whole lot more people, and it's kind of prepared us for this moment. So good work, Nassim Faruqi, and the rest of the public affairs and external affairs team.
Do you want me to go ahead and share how much this cost us total?
Well, how much did it cost us?
It probably cost us maybe $1,200.
Wow, to be able to provide this much, wow, that's I mean, it's substantial. It's a good amount of money, but it's not amount of money where to provide this service and allow our ratepayers to have access. And so it is a good investment for literally reaching thousands of our ratepayers. So.
And we have received a lot of positive feedback from ratepayers being appreciative in viewing this and the district being transparent.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, next up, the status of the district's preparation for the coronavirus action plan.
Good evening, my name is Jeanette Barrera and I was brought on to assist Daniel Rodriguez in the emergency plan for the COVID-19. So today I'm just basically gonna go over with you where we are in terms of the emergency response plan, and then also just to give you an update with San Bernardino County office since early this morning. They did send an email out stating that the majority of their offices would be closed. However, you would still have access to them online and through the phone. So, and just for the viewers at home, let me just give you an example so you know that you can call in or send an email and you'll still get a response. So the offices that are working from home are gonna be the economic development, human resources, land use services, public works, etc. Other venues that are gonna be completely closed is obviously like the libraries, senior centers, rec centers, things like that, okay? Any questions on that? No, great. So moving forward with the emergency response plan. So so that everybody can understand at home what that means, under the guidelines of the California Public Health and the Drinking Water Program, and also under the Federal Emergency Management Agency, we have a plan in place that has already been given. And I and Daniel will also be making amendments as this progresses, right? For the ERP, which is again the emergency response plan, works best when collaborations of different stakeholders, counties, and where we're working with our neighboring cities. Moving forward, what I am working on specifically is the local hazard mitigation plan. And what that is, it's a tool basically that agencies use to provide information to the community. So for example, the city of Irvine has already posted theirs on their website. So if a resident or somebody at home has concerns about the COVID-19 or what exactly that department is doing, they can go to the website and click on it. So we are in the process of that. The hazard would be obviously the COVID-19, the identification, the prioritization, and the matrix. And impact is something that I will go ahead and create. We already have a planning team in place, obviously because of the emergency response plan. And again, it's just collaborating in-house and putting outreach. Somebody designated here who can do outreach and public, providing public information. And coordinating with different jurisdictions. And also the mitigation would also include the recovery as well. So the next thing that you mentioned earlier, President Hawkins, is the pandemic response plan. So that is something, again, that me and Daniel are gonna be working in, trying to get that in probably as soon as possible, right before the end of the week, which is tomorrow. So we'll go ahead and create that as well, have that document ready. And just to give you some guidance on where we are in terms of other counties and other cities, I provided you a list. Go ahead and has a timeline on it. So if you, go ahead.
Oh, please provide that to Secretary Ashe so she'll distribute it to the board.
You already have it.
Okay.
So in terms of what the state has already declared and the measures that the governor and different cities have done, we're right in step with them, right? So as we gradually progress, again, we already have these different types of plans in place to ensure that we have a response ready. Did you guys see that timeline? It's not the, it's the second copy that I gave you.
Right here.
Yes. Okay. And then
oh,
you
here it is. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So it's the timeline of the coronavirus, right? So it basically just gives you the information of each step that the county or the state has already declared. And so if you notice, again, on the second page, it has the dates, and we're in step with also declaring those different types of emergency responses. Does that make sense?
Understood. And then regarding the governor, he made an order this afternoon, and I guess right now?
This evening.
Right. So about an hour ago, Governor Newsom has already implemented for all members who are not crucial, I forgot the word now, crucial.
You've been probably up for the last several days, almost 24 hours back to back. So.
Essential workers, thank you.
Essential.
I was going to say crucial workers, but that's a bit vague. So all, and I also gave you that copy as well. So I gave you the memorandum of the critical infrastructure for workers during COVID-19. So as tonight at midnight, that will be taken, put into enforced, that if you are not, if you are not in this document as considered as a essential worker, then you are asked to stay home. This one right here?
Oh, you know what? She did pass out a copy.
Right.
And Daniel emailed it to all of us, too.
Right.
Yes.
So it's the Homeland Security copy?
Homeland Security copy.
Cyber infrastructure?
CSA.
There you go.
Say that one time. Yeah.
But Daniel actually emailed the actual executive order, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
So the copy that I gave you is that pertains to us here at the Water District. So you'll see that on the last page, there we are as water and wastewater, okay? But the actual document itself is about 12 pages, and it has everybody, again, so an essential worker would be oil, petroleum, mail. Right now, our grocery workers are essential workers, right? Mm-hmm. So you have that for your reference. So again, that's starting tonight. And if you are not on this list, then you are asked to stay home, which is, again, this is just a gradual process of precautions, and we've been moving towards this.
And in the email that Daniel sent to us just moments ago, it has a link, although the link doesn't work, you have to type it in, but to CISA.gov. The critical infrastructures and water and wastewater is listed as one of the 16
right
sectors that aren't covered by this order.
Law enforcement, right?
Law enforcement. So we're covered.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not covered.
We are covered. We're water.
No. It basically says that people in those 16 critical infrastructures are told to remain working.
Yes.
Right.
That's what I mean.
But
well, no, we're not exempted. We're all right.
However you want to phrase it.
Right.
Right.
Medical. So, Greg, you're double covered.
Yep, I'm covered both ways.
Okay.
And then, so starting tomorrow, your essential workers, right, who are commuting, make sure that they have their badges on them.
Okay. I think the general manager during our safety meeting and throughout the week has been very vigilant, I could say the word right, express the right sentiment that he's expressed regarding everyone having their badge with them. It does describe their role as emergency service worker, essential worker. It's going to be necessary if they're stopped by the police, if they're en route to work and perform their activities, to make sure they have the proper identification that states that they are working for a water agency. Well, with that being said, I mean, it has been tremendously helpful. Your organization has done a tremendous job in making sure we're informed and we're making the correct steps in responding to this coronavirus pandemic. We appreciate what you're doing. I know you've been working all around the clock, going everywhere between, you know, all the various counties, and, you know, all these EOC meetings are early in the morning. And so we just applaud and thank you for being here and being a part of our response. Are there any questions or anything else? Just thank you, and we look forward to getting your additional information.
Thank you.
And moving forward, you probably won't be seeing me until after April, right?
Okay.
And if there's no further questions for me, I'm going to excuse myself.
Okay. And we won't see you. You'll just call in.
Right.
Okay.
So I will still be telecommuting.
Yes. Understood.
All right. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you too. All right. Moving on. Thank you for that presentation. Public participation. We are conducting public participation differently this evening, where we are doing it. Ms. Ashay, can you tell us how we're doing public participation?
Any person wishing to speak to the Board of Directors on matters listed or not listed on the agenda within its jurisdiction is asked to complete a speaker card and submit it to the district clerk. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes. Under the State of California Brown Act, the Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any items not listed on the posted agenda. Comments related to noticed public hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item. Public communication is a time for anyone to address the board on any agenda item or anything under the jurisdiction of the district. Also, please remember that no disruptions from the crowd will be tolerated, which is not the case now.
And then Mr. Faruqi, one thing. Our assistant GM for external affairs, make sure you touch base with the cities within our service area and find out what we need to do to coordinate with them. If you could, make sure those calls are made tomorrow and you give some kind of report back to the board regarding what they're doing and what we're doing to coordinate. I think it's Fontana, Rialto, Colton, Bloomington, which is part of the county, unincorporated part of the county. I think we have a thumbprint in Colton.
We do have Harupa Valley.
And make sure that all of our adjacent agencies and cities that we have touched base with them to see if we any joint or coordinated efforts we need to take.
We do have Gil Navarro on the phone right now.
Okay.
Mr. Navarro?
Yes.
Okay, your go ahead, your public comment starting now.
Yes, good evening, Board President, Directors. Good evening, Board President and Directors.
Good evening.
Good evening, Board President and My name is Gil Navarro.
Mr. Navarro, sir, can you turn down your TV?
Or?
Yes, hi, Mr. Navarro.
West Valley's back on.
Yes.
Can you turn your volume down on your screen where you're watching the video? We're getting feedback.
There you go.
Thank you. Go ahead.
And I wanted to first of all commend you. I'm watching you in Rialto from San Bernardino, and the live stream is wonderful. It's clear, and the audio is great. So just wanted to commend you on the live stream.
Our staff is doing a crackerjack job.
Anyway, I wanted to share with West Valley and the community that San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water District on its website has issued a press release concerning the coronavirus outbreak. And I'm just going to read one excerpt, but you feel free to look at our website and read the whole context. We have implemented a contingency plan in place that will ensure our operations staff is fully functional during this crisis, and we will continue to meet our responsibility as a wholesale water provider throughout the San Bernardino Valley. This is quoted by our general manager, Heather Dreyer, and just want to let you know that we will still import water from up north, and that the coronavirus has no impact on the quality or supply of tap water. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Director Navarro. Thank you to Heather and Dr. June and all the other board members in San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water District for being a great partner with us as our retailer, as our wholesaler here in this area. Thank you for being supportive of us and supplying that information.
Thank you.
That concludes public comment.
Okay.
That people have called in.
Concludes public comment. Before we move, any other comment? No? Okay. All right. So the consent calendar. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we adopt the consent calendar.
I second it.
Okay. The most has been a motion. It's been properly seconded. Call for the vote. Ms. Ashe.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Okay, now moving on to business matters. First up is selection of executive recruitment firm for assistant general manager. I think the board has been, general manager, do you want to talk about the process and where we are right now?
Yes, we were directed to go out with an RFP to solicit.
Was it RFP or RFQ?
I'm sorry, an RFQ to solicit firms to, thank you for that correction, very important distinction. But we went out with an RFQ. We put it on Planet Bids, where we put all of our RFPs and RFQs. We didn't have any response from Planet Bids, but firms that we reached out to, we reached out to like 8 different firms, and so only 3 responded. The 3 that responded were Mathis and Associates, Muni Temps, both firms were familiar with, and then Hawkins also. And So we're bringing before you those 3 firms, and want to recommend the Hawkins firm.
Okay. Okay. The board members have an opportunity to review the qualifications. I want to be clear, they are not, the Hawkins firm is not related to me. Just because they have my last name, I don't have any association, affiliation, or otherwise with the Hawkins firm. And so, you know, the qualifications are here, and the board members can deliberate over what they feel is acceptable to them.
By the way, this was reviewed with the by the HR committee.
HR committee?
Yes.
What was the HR committee's recommendation?
The Hawkins firm.
Dr. Taylor is chair of the committee. Did you want to say something regarding?
Do you want me to speak on that?
Yes.
Okay. The recommendation from the HR committee is we should go with the Hawkins group. We're presenting that to the board.
I make a motion.
Okay.
I move the Hawkins group be selected.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. The motion's been moved and properly seconded for the Hawkins firm to be the firm for our selection of the assistant help assist us with the selection of the assistant GM. Call for the vote.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Yes.
Director Greg Young.
Yes.
Director Clifford Young.
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther.
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins.
Yes. Next, review of the 2012 capacity charge study based on the 2012 water master plan.
Linda can give a presentation on that.
Okay.
And this also did come through committee as well.
Okay.
Good evening, Linda Jadeski, Engineering Services Manager, President Hawkins, members of the board. The item is the review of the capacity charge study based on the 2012 Water Master Plan. The new development places additional demands on our existing facilities and often requires the construction of new or expanded facilities to maintain service standards. To ensure that the district collects sufficient funds to construct those master plan facilities, the district periodically reviews and updates its capacity charges to adjust for the increased costs of construction and or material changes to the list of the master plan facilities. Government code section 66013B3 defines a capacity charge to mean a charge for public facilities in existence at the time a charge is imposed or charges for new public facilities to be acquired for construction in the future that are of proportional benefit to the person or property being charged. The capacity charge is not a tax. It's not a special assessment or a rate increase on existing development, but it is a one-time charge for new applicants for service. The capacity charge imposed represents a proportionate share for the cost of the facilities needed to provide service to the new development. The last capacity charge was prepared in 2012. Prior capacity charges were done in 2001, 2002, 2004, 2006, 2008, 2009. Since 2012, we have not done a capacity charge study to see if our costs are in line with our construction. Construction costs have increased and our fees have not increased. So with this, we are requesting that staff be allowed to prepare and issue a request for proposals for a capacity charge study.
So just to be clear, this capacity charge study is not raising our rates.
That's correct.
Okay.
Does it have the potential of raising our rates?
When you say rates, are you talking about our water rates to our existing customers?
Yes.
No, it does not.
This is only for new construction.
Correct.
This is only for new connections. Yes, new construction.
Okay. And we haven't done this in over 8 years, and really we probably should do it every 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we do a master plan a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm. We are finalizing the master plan. We had that at committee just recently.
Yeah.
We have
is it final yet?
It doesn't really become final until the full board approves it, but it's coming in the near future, and it will be.
I mean, filed on the consultant.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Any questions?
Well, I mean, I was just going to say we talked about this in the committee and as
Vice
President Crowther, mm-hmm. And the need to take a good look at what our current charges are and what they should be so that we are getting the we're charging the what we should be in order to perform the services and install the infrastructure which we need. So we enthusiastically put it to the full board to authorize this RFP.
Let me ask another question, to be mm-hmm. clear.
Yeah.
This is for only new construction.
Yes.
Okay. I
gotta make sure.
Clear. Right. I don't want.
Yeah. No. This is not anything related to existing customers. This is for new development, so that when they plan a development, that we charge them what it's going to cost to build that infrastructure to provide that service.
Okay.
Am I kind of getting it right, Linda?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Mike and Kyle, do you have any comments? Questions?
No.
Oh.
I don't have any.
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
No, I don't have any comments. I'm good with it.
Okay. Kyle, you got anything?
No.
All right. Okay.
No, I did not. I'm good.
With that being said, do we have a motion?
I'll make the motion that we adopt item 2 and allow staff to proceed with the RFP.
I'll second it.
All right, call for the vote.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Moving on, item number 3 was pulled. So moving on to item number 4, approval of payments of Tafoya and Garcia LLP for professional services rendered in January 2020, invoice number 20-1001. Yeah.
I'd like to move both those items forward.
Excuse me?
I'd like to make a motion to move both those items forward, please.
Oh, I think item number 3 was pulled, but you're talking about item number 4.
3 was pulled?
Yeah.
All right. Item number 4 to move it forward, please.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second it, but I did have one question because normally we get a detailed one for board members. Did we have the one for that? Because it didn't come in my packet.
Sorry. I did not send that. I do have that.
Okay.
I'll send that out.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
But I'll go ahead and second it, though.
Yes. All right. It's been moved and seconded. Any comments? Call for the vote.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Dr. Taylor, Chief.
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
I'm abstaining.
Okay. Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Okay, next up, reports. Reports by board members.
I'll just go real briefly. I just want to kind of tag along to some of the comments you made, Mr. President, and just to people out there watching, especially in this crisis, that, you know, West Valley Water District is committed to continuing to provide you with safe drinking water, and there is no danger to that in this present crisis. We just encourage you all to be kind and generous to your fellow man as a nation and as a state and a community work through this present health crisis. But I just want everybody to know that your water is safe and clean, and you know you have no reason to fear any disruption to your service, and we are committed to continuing that service here at West Valley. And just stay safe out there, stay sane. No need to hoard toilet paper and other essential things. Again, try to be helpful and kind to your fellow man. Hopefully we'll get some more rain here for us. And hopefully once this crisis is over, we'll all get back to normal. So thank you, and you all have a good night.
Vice President Crowther, Dr. Taylor, do you have any comments or reports?
Just real briefly for me. I just want to thank you everybody for participating in tonight's board meeting, both at home and on social media. And for those of you that don't know, obviously the governor of California just issued a stay at home. So I just want to remind our residents to just stay calm and, like Director Young said, you know, stay nice to one another and just be safe and know that our drinking water is not going to be contaminated in any way, shape, or form. And thanks for coming out tonight. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Okay. Dr. Taylor?
I don't know what else there is to add. I think they've said it pretty much all. And just like to thank everybody for tuning in. And it's nice to have the technology to be able to do this. We should probably look at maybe doing virtual meetings, maybe with the next meeting coming up, just for safety reasons.
Yeah. With that being said, I just wanted to thank all the board members. This last week and a half has been very, you know, there's been a lot of business being conducted, a lot going on, and I want to thank them for their composure, insight, and what they've provided in order for our organization to respond to this moment. I also want to thank all of the staff for being very vigilant about performing their jobs, the level of professionalism and dedication that they have exhibited. I have seen during the course of this last week, I have just seen them move and make things happen on the fly time and time again. I want to thank our IT department especially. They have really stepped up. They always do a great job, but with us being able to get our technological resources, get people trained, get people moving in order to implement our plan. So I want to thank John. I want to thank Albert. I want to thank everybody who's a part of the team, because you guys are really done a great job here. I don't even know what time in the morning. You're here right now and night. I know there hasn't been a day short of 12 or 13 hours for you, and we just want to commend you for the work. I want to commend the senior leadership for what they've done, the general manager, the HR director, our general counsel for guiding us through the week. I also want to thank Ricky for his job and making sure that there's some, at least someone calm in the room. I want to thank Ms. Ashe and everyone else for the work that they're doing. And making sure that we have affordable, safe, and reliable drinking water for the West Valley Water District ratepayers. With that being said, legal counsel have any reports?
Thank you, Mr. President. Just report out that the board gave me direction to send a settlement offer in one of our personnel issues. And once that settlement, if it's accepted, and once it becomes final, I will, of course, report it out in more detail.
Okay. General Manager?
Yes, one last report. It'll be from Martin Pignon. Mm-hmm. Basically, we have, every morning, we have an EOC, Emergency Operations Center meeting. And one of the first things we do is, of course, notify everybody of what level we're at in terms of activation. And we're at level 2, which is consistent with the county. But then the first thing we do after that is we take attendance, and he'll explain that so we know where everybody's at so that we can strategize our deployment of staff. So he's going to have you passed it out already, the report?
I'm going to read it out. If you don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to summarize it. Out of 84 employees, we have 11 that are already telecommuting.
Mm-hmm.
We're arming our almost 15 more with laptops and phones that will be being trained also, so they will probably release next week. People work from home. We also have 15 that are on some sort of leave, vacation or leave, whether it's paid or unpaid, FMLA, medical leave. So that's the accounting right now. And 55 employees are actually still working with the agency.
Martin, okay. If you could say that with the microphone.
Oh, well.
It wasn't picking up.
Okay, summarize. Out of 84 employees, 58 are still working,
mm-hmm.
11 are telecommuting,
and 15 are on some kind of leave. By next week, we plan to send another about 15 more home with telecommuting capability, and we keep studying the different departments to see who can be sent home and do their work from home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to congratulate them because I know it was last Monday. I don't even remember what day it was, Monday or Tuesday, starting at about 6:30 a.m. There were just meetings with multiple departments back to back, and the general manager and the HR director and finance and IT on the fly, working through operational issues and problems and getting the resources. So I just want to thank you all for the work that you're doing. With that being said,
One final thing, Mr. President. Under upcoming meetings, it lists the Arrowhead Regional Medical Center's annual 5K walk, but that was actually canceled because of what's going on. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to clarify that since it's still up on the screen.
Actually, with most of the new order, probably everything on.
Yeah, but we canceled it like about a week and a half ago with everything going on. So it's been canceled a while.
And then the Water Innovation Week, that's been postponed due to COVID. We will have our meetings. We did have a test run with doing our meetings via teleconference, and as a pilot tonight, and we'll probably move to complete teleconference. So we'll get some feedback and figure out how we do that. With that being said, we do have our regular board meetings, which will be available both in person. We want to caution people from showing up in person versus teleconference. And with that being said, there are motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved. Okay. So moved, motion to adjourn. There you go. Did I got a second?